Hi Supriya, how are you?
Hello Deepti, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good too. Thank you for allowing me to be your coach today. Do I have your permission to record this session for academic purposes?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much. So before we begin, do you want to take a couple of minutes to just collect your thoughts and become clearer in your mind?
I'm good to go, Deepti. We can start.
Okay, great. So Supriya, tell me what do you want to discuss today?
Yeah. So, Dipti, before I get to the main point, let me just share a brief background about me. I started my freelance consulting work as a trainer from 2013. And from then, I think I have made a significant progress in my way, in my work. Came a long way from, initially delivering foundational orientation or maybe induction programs. And currently to more of behavioral programs for mid-management, and more, and of course now more into leadership programs with quantifiable outcomes. Okay, so basically now since there has been a change in the pattern of programs over the years, for the last few months I have intentionally reduced my consulting and training commitments to about, 10 to 12 mandates a month, not more than that. So this has created a significant amount of free time in my schedule, which I intend to use for business development. However, what I have noticed, Dipti, that my BD efforts are quite ad hoc right now. Okay, for example, I attempted to share some of the proposals last week with a few of my clients. And again, I encountered the same, ad hoc issues again this week. It was stopped. Okay. So another thought which keeps coming up in my mind is whether Kolkata market is really as prospective as I would like to be. Like it to be, because I have been listening to a lot of assumptions and I have begun to believe that I might not be able to make the most of the opportunities in Kolkata market, although the intelligence, the skill and everything is there. But again, the market is not that prospective. Okay. But at the same time, I also have I have to create a strong need to be more consistent, which is very important, and intentional in how I approach my work towards business development. That is something which is very important. So, I would also like to build a more structured process, which would, subsequently challenge my own assumptions. So I think we can have the discussion around this.
Okay. So thanks for sharing that, Supriya. So I hear that you've made significant progress in your training and leadership program training journey. And you are in line with the shift in the market. You're
Correct.
also intending to make more efforts in the business development side of things. I hear that you want to be more intentional with your approach to business development to achieve your goals.
True.
So tell me more about being intentional with your approach.
Okay. So, Dipti, being intentional means, to me, it means that, being clearer about where I want to invest my effort. That is more important. What kind of clients I would like to approach for approach, or maybe what kind of programs do I want to create for them? Okay, it is, instead of accepting work in a in a broad or reactive way, my efforts have to be aligned in a proper direction. That is more important for me at this moment.
Okay. So I hear that you want to be clearer about where you invest your effort, and
Correct.
it seems that you want to align that effort in a proper direction.
Direction. Yes.
So can you tell me more about aligning with the proper direction?
Here, see, for me, aligning in a clear direction is like maintaining a regular rhythm of work in business development, which is not happening currently. Okay. For example, instead of reaching out to the clients only when I have free time, I wanted to dedicate some fixed hours every week to having, kind of conversations with the potential clients. That is more important. And also, I need a structure. Okay. I've reached out to a few people to create a structure wherein I can put a simple system around my business development, which is also very important. For example, so that I can measure my input and output properly. I can measure like whether I am approaching towards the desired matrices or not in my business.
Can you just repeat that last line? There was a little break in your voice.
Yeah. So I want to also create a structure. First is the regular rhythm in the business development, okay, because it is happening in bursts right now. And another thing is to make form a structure, to put a simple system around my business development. That is also very important. Identifying the number of target set of organizations, and then also there has to be a tracking mechanism also. So that is also something which I am looking for. Now, exactly, I don't know how to do it, but I think it could have been done in this fashion. But somehow I'm not feeling motivated to do it all myself. So that is the problem.
Okay. So I hear that you want to align in the direction you want to maintain a regular rhythm to business development. You want to put in place you feel the need for a system to go around the business development, which also has a tracking mechanism. And it's interesting that you mentioned that you're probably not feeling as motivated as you would like to be to get this rolling. So what else can you tell me about feeling motivated to get this started?
See, Dipti, I think I would have to rethink. The only thing which is surfacing this belief is the assumptions which I have already created about the market. So I think I have to rethink about the process and as well as the assumptions that people have made, which I have been grown up with. So I think I have to keep these things aside. I need to work on it, I think.
So I hear that you want to work on your thinking and your assumptions to move forward with the intent of business development, right? So Supriya, to make this conversation useful, what would you like to explore today?
In a nutshell, Dipti, I would like to explore in this conversation as to how I can become more, consistent and deliberate about my business development.
So when you say being deliberate, what does that mean to you?
Means being more consistent, again taking some small deliberate or maybe some actions like regular prospecting, follow-ups, which I know that yes, I have a belief that with these prospecting follow-ups and doing networking on a regular basis will yield good results, but somehow again, I'm doing it in a very ad hoc way. Yeah.
Okay. So, can you tell me what makes being deliberate about this important to you now?
Being deliberate, of course, I'll be more consistent in my business development approach, and I think that that is going to bring consistency and directly increase my revenue opportunities as well. And also, I would also say that, the opportunities would grow over time rather than I don't have to wait for it. Okay. Now that I'm waiting for the opportunities over a longer time, I don't have to wait for it.
Right. So I hear that the opportunities would grow with time, and which would I also hear that it would ultimately lead to an increase in the revenue as well, right? So what would be the future impact to be more deliberate with your business development efforts?
As of now, I feel, yeah, money is something which is more motivating for me. So revenue opportunities, I'm looking forward to better revenue opportunities.
I hear that money is an important motivator for you to be more deliberate about this, right? And what is the purposefulness of being deliberate about the business development in your life?
So since I have been into training for quite some time, I have delivered lot of programs, and I have been associated with lot of I would say I've been associated with diversified sectors. Okay, now if I'm been if I can master myself on this particular business development, and if I have this kind of a consistent approach, then the cycle of this profession becomes complete, I feel.
Yeah, so I hear that since you're already in training with this consistent approach, if you master yourself, you would complete the cycle of training as you describe it, right? And it would also diversify the opportunities for you, right?
Absolutely.
So, Supriya, with all the awareness that you're bringing to this conversation, what is becoming clearer to you now?
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, that I'm quite aware of the processes that might help me to get a to do a consistent BD work, but there is also a lack of motivation. I don't know whether it is a fear of rejection or something. So as and when we are approaching this conversation, I feel that I need to make a sudden certain shift from fear of rejection to having a learning mindset in the beginning. Otherwise, I will not be able to start. So that is something which I'm gradually exploring as and when you are asking me questions. Okay. And also what I am feeling is like, you know, consistency in BD is not always a luck factor. Maybe we are, I'm not been in, you know, from the core of the my heart, I am little skeptical in like how people, how the HRs would be. What if they say no to me, right? So need to create a mindset that in a business development work, you have to hear no. Okay. So this was a consistent affair for me when, you know, during my sales days, because I've been into sales for a pretty long time, since 2000 to 2012. Okay, after then I transited myself to learning and development. But so this is some things, a belief system that again I have to nurture.
I think that's very powerful what you said.
Yeah.
So I hear you said that you need to have a learning mindset, and I hear that you need to nurture this belief system so that it becomes more consistent. So Supriya, what needs your attention for you to get to a learning mindset?
Okay. Can you just repeat the question once, Dipti?
Sure. So what needs your attention to get to having a learning mindset?
Okay. So I think attention is like trusting the process that steady effort will compound into results over a long period of time. Okay, that is something which is important. Having the trust factor is very important. Adding more value to it is very important. So that is how, you know, I can create a initial mindset. A positive mindset has to be taken.
And what will enable you to get that learning mindset?
I think consistent activity, because you know, these things have to be translated into actions, right? So if I take, do consistent activities aligned with a goal, and also, yeah, so creating a goal that can be an income goal, yeah, and aligning my activities with that goal is something which I need to do, which I need to start, yes.
So what are you discovering now, Supriya?
See, doing consistent activity again, understanding, I'll repeat one or two things which I've said before also. BD isn't about luck. Okay. Creating a mindset to face rejection. Again, the assumptions, challenging my own assumptions by being more consistent in this market. That is something which is important. And adding more and more value, okay, and trusting the efforts or the steady process, which might, you know, give me good results later on. So this is the input, yes, mechanism which I have to work on, and which I'm slowly and gradually discovering through the conversation.
That's nice. So with these new realizations, what new actions would be useful for you to take?
Yeah, two major actions I think one is like doing consistent activities, regular follow-ups. Follow-up is very important. A certain important setting up an input goal for the meetings. Okay, how many meetings I would like to do in a month. regular engagement, like doing little being on LinkedIn for some more time and doing network. And also, which is something which is very important, which I don't do, is like, tracking the metrics. I mean, tracking how much am I improving, how many clients have I been able to visit in a month. So that tracking mechanism has to be created. I think that is a system which I need to do, which I need to create on my own. Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay. And what resources do you need to take these actions?
Yeah, as I said, LinkedIn is always there. I can always, I can always approach my seniors. I had a couple of meetings with Edify as well. But again, things come out in a very ad hoc way for the last few years. So probably I can go back and I can set up something. First is to, align my thought process and then get some new prospects. And if I can do this with my partner organizations first, then I'll be in a longer run, I would be able to do for myself also regionally for some of the organizations. So that's how I think I can start. Yeah.
And how will you be accountable to these actions?
So, I think again, setting up a income goal, motivating myself to that income, which is very important at this time because I have to preserve a lot for my retirement. So that is something important. And also, following the actions consistently is what makes me accountable. I have to be myself accountable for it.
And you also mentioned earlier about the tracking mechanisms that you have.
Yes, that I have to start. I have to do diligently. It's not that I've not done, but then again, I miss out on several weeks. And again, I feel that there's a need. And again, I come back. So that I have to do, I have to be more consistent this time.
And how can I help in this entire process?
As and now, I think, Dipti, let me work on it. Let me, as I mentioned, let me first start. Let me just start setting an input mechanism for myself. Let me start planning. A plan of action has to be created. Okay. And also the matrices. And then let me just, measure my own improvements gradually for 1 month and probably for a few days at least, and then I'll get back. I'll get back to you if any support is required. As of now, let me start. I need to
Yes,
start first. Yeah.
absolutely, absolutely. Great. Anything else that you would like to share?
No, Dipti, looks good. Thank you so much.
So, are you okay to close the session for now?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, Supriya, for this conversation, and I wish you the best for your the actions that you have planned.